Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103, 5 Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 Parking Circuit, Section 1 Boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9. Responding to gate 437, Bravo, for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 Parking Structure, Section 4 Boy.
Responding to 401 Parking Structure, Section 1 Boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and around.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high freight, 401 is a route.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another live edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. We're glad that you have joined us on this Monday evening, the 29th of August, 2011. You know what that means? It means that August is over with, and we're moving on to a new month here in the next day or two. I'm your host for this show, as always, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement association. Glad that you are with us from wherever you might be, all around the country and all around the world. Hope that you have survived this hurricane, although it was not quite the storm that they had expected, thankfully so. Still, it did a lot of damage in about 18 states. The problem right now, of course, is the flooding from the New England area, New York, New Jersey, Maine, New Hampshire, a lot of flooding going on, many rivers and streams still to crest later in the week. We have reports of about 28 people killed in the hurricane, several billion dollars of damage done. We still have about 2 million people without power in a number of states. And so even though the storm was not as strong as it had been predicted to be, as you can see, even a Category 1 or 2 hurricane can cause a lot of damage, especially when there's a lot of rain. And what people sometimes don't realize is that the slower the storm, the more the rain. So if you have a slow-moving hurricane moving into your area, the longer that it sits over the water, the more rain it brings with it across the land. And that's what happened in this case. We had a slow-moving 12 to 14 mile an hour hurricane, which went up the eastern seaboard very slowly. Part of it stayed in the water while the other part of it cruised across land. It was more than 230 miles wide from the eye of the storm. So that's a pretty large storm, and it brought a lot of water with it from the Atlantic, and it also spun a number of tornadoes, bringing a lot of straight line winds as well. And anyone who's been through a hurricane, they understand that the brunt of the wind damage is always on the east side of the hurricane, and the west side is where flooding normally will occur. Late reports today from New England, we have a number of roads that have collapsed, bridges that have collapsed. We have several towns in New York and North Carolina, among other states, that have reported being wiped out completely by flooding. I know a mall in North Carolina collapsed during the height of the storm on Saturday. We do have a report of one security officer injured during the hurricane in North Carolina. We're waiting for other reports along the eastern seaboard, and we will bring those to you in the upcoming days. So hopefully, wherever you are, you've made it through, you've hunkered down, and you've made it safely through Irene. But don't let your guard down just yet, because we have reports of another storm in the Atlantic as things begin to heat up this time of year. And this storm will also develop and pose a threat in the U.S. mainland somewhere within the next 10 days. They do expect this to develop. It is currently a tropical storm. They do expect it to develop into a hurricane. And there is another one right behind that. So we are in the midst. We're in the prime season for hurricanes. And if you live along the Gulf Coast, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, you know this time of year can be very frightening. It can be one that's very dangerous and unpredictable, because when storms come across the Atlantic, you know, it may look like it's heading in one direction when in fact it heads another, and it could very easily sweep across into the Gulf, even though it was expected to go east along the Atlantic. So we're just going to have to keep our eyes open and watch the upcoming weather over the next couple of weeks, and really for the next couple of months as we are in the prime hurricane season. Glad that everyone has made it okay. We've got a lot going on here at Private Officer International. We are not going to do a complete show tonight, as we do have a lot of folks without electricity. We have a lot of security personnel members deployed. We have a lot of storm damage still being assessed, and I know that it has wreaked havoc with many of our members from our reports that we've gotten. So we're going to keep this a very short briefing tonight. We will reschedule our anticipated show next week, and we've got a lot of great shows coming up for you. Next week we will have a special guest on. We'll be talking about special police in Washington, D.C., Virginia, and South Carolina, North Carolina. 2 weeks from today, we'll also be talking about Armed and Dangerous. We have a great show coming up on sexual assaults. A investigator with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police will be my guest. And we have also shows coming up on conducting searches for missing persons, children who may go lost there in your property, your store. And we're also going to be talking in the upcoming weeks with a number of other specialists in different areas of the public safety and security field. So we have a lot of great shows coming up in the upcoming weeks. So be sure to be listening. As always, I want to remind you that while we're on the show, you can always contact us by sending us an email to radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. You can also send us an email at any time, day or night. So if you're listening to this show in a week from now, or tomorrow night, or sometime in the next couple of months, well, you can always ask your question or send a comment just by sending us an email to radio@privateofficer.com. We also have a very large and growing electronic footprint on the internet, and you can follow us simply just by going to our main web page at www.privateofficer.com. And there you can follow us, if you'd like, on a number of social media. We are, of course, on Facebook. You can follow us there on Facebook. And we are pretty active there. So if you are a Facebook-type person, just log on from our link on the homepage and join us right there. Or if you are a Twitter person, you can obviously, very simply, follow us 24/7. In fact, our news blogs are also connected to Twitter. So every time that we update the news, you're going to get a tweet. And you're going to know what's happening instantly right there on Twitter. We also have our own forums, which is underused, and we'd like for you to help use it as frequently as possible. It is a great place to network with others in the loss prevention, private security, and law enforcement communities. And you can access that also right there from our homepage at www.privateofficer.com. Just click on the link for the forums. Great place to network. We've got hundreds of videos, training. We've got photos. We've got, you know, several thousand threads of conversation happening. We've got a lot of interaction from security personnel, not only here in the U.S., but also from around the world. And it's great to see a lot of activity. We have a number of active groups. You can start your own group, whatever it might be, right there on the forums. Just go to privateofficer.com and click on the link. And be sure to let us know anytime that there's a promotion, a training event, or something happening in your area. We'd love to broadcast that. We'll let everyone know about what's happening, and we'll do it free. Just by simply sending us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. We certainly are very, very busy. We have a lot going on. I hope that you enjoyed our program last week. Last Monday, we had an opportunity to talk with several police chiefs of private HOAs, housing, homeowners associations, and gated communities, and we had a chief from one of the largest properties, such properties, in Arkansas and Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. We also had a police chief from Virginia talking about the challenges and how they police private property within a gated community. And as you might have heard if you listened, they have a full police department, full police authority, full police powers. And they respond to everything that you can imagine: domestic fights, lost children, car accidents, speeding, drug offenses, assaults, the whole gamut. Those particular departments also had their own EMS and fire departments on the property, respond to their own fire calls, their own calls for medical aid right there. Everything was all self-contained. And actually, that is the thing of the day. I mean, many communities now are building so that all of the amenities, all of the conveniences, all of the great relaxation is all developed onto one property. I visited a property not long ago in just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. It's a very beautiful lake, and it's a self-contained property. We were at another property a while back in Virginia, another gated community. It has all the amenities of, I mean, and all the luxuries of a resort: fishing, canoeing, boating, kayaking, swimming, volleyball, 5 swimming pools, you know, tennis courts. It was beautiful, very serene, very private. But even on those properties, you're going to have some problems. You're going to have some disturbances, some trespassing. And so they have their own self-contained police force on the property. If you missed that show, go back and listen to our program. That's the great thing about listening to Private Officer Radio. You can go back at any time. If you don't catch the program live, you can certainly listen to the podcast 24/7, and it is stored for you. It's also available on iTunes and a number of other digital downloads. So if you missed the shows, you can definitely go back and listen to them. I think that's pretty convenient, and it makes it pretty easy for you, for the working person. You know, not everyone can sit and listen to the radio program because some people do have to work. But we're glad that you have joined us. We do have some unfortunate news to bring to you today. We know that two security officers died over the weekend. Joseph Threadgill, who was a nightclub security officer in Albuquerque, New Mexico, was shot 7 times Saturday, and he has died, according to authorities. 23-year-old Joseph Threadgill was killed after he removed a person from the nightclub. The person went back to his vehicle, got a handgun, came back and shot Threadgill 7 times in the head and back before fleeing the scene. they have a suspect in the case, and they have him in custody, and they're not releasing any more information. Details of the funeral for Security Officer Joseph Threadgill is not complete. We also know that a security officer was killed on Sunday in Chicago, Illinois. The security officer also involved in a nightclub incident. After ejecting a group for fighting, one of the suspects involved did return to the club a few moments later, also with a handgun, and he, too, was shot dead. And unfortunately, this is a growing problem in nightclubs. We have a lot of armed confrontations, a lot of fights, and unfortunately, nightclub security officers are number one, the number one type of security that are killed or injured in the line of duty. And we're going to keep on top of this. We'll let you know what we hear about the funerals, about other information pertaining to this, and hopefully they do have the suspects in custody and they do charge them. We'll be right back.
5 Lincoln 103, 5 Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 Parking Circuit, Section 140. Hi, this is Rick McCann, host of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, founder and CEO of Private Officer International. Are you the owner of a private security guard agency? Or maybe you've been thinking about starting your own guard service. Perhaps you're in law enforcement and you moonlight as a security officer just to make ends meet. We all know that in this business, things can go from good to bad in a heartbeat, just like that. But when they do, we'll have your back. At Brownyard Programs, we've been helping the security industry protect themselves since 1993. Give us a call today at 1-800-665-7305. Or find us on the web at www.brownyardprograms.com. Brownyard Programs, we protect the protectors.
No pigtails anymore.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
A few drinks can make you a killer.
Here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, I was just reading a news broadcast. We still have about 3 million people without power in about 17 states. At the height of the hurricane, according to this news broadcast, more than 5 million people were without power. Now reporting about 31 people dead so far in the hurricane. Others expected More unfortunate deaths will occur as more flooding is expected throughout the week. Many people, unfortunately, don't pay attention to law enforcement, to emergency personnel, and they do about go about doing whatever it is that they want to do. And, you know, unfortunately, they get caught up in the swift water. And I just read a situation here a short time ago where five teenagers had to be rescued from a raging river in upstate New York after being told not to enter the water, but they just had to do it. And then, emergency personnel had to come out and do swift water rescue, and they're lucky to be alive. But unfortunately, there is still a lot of people without power, a lot of people in a bad way out there. So if you are involved in emergency services, rescue, You are definitely in our thoughts and prayers, and we hope that everyone stays safe. We have a couple of things that we have initiated just overnight. We sent out an open letter to all of our members, and you as our listeners can certainly participate in this, but we sent out an open letter as we look at our budget for 2012. We look at the programs that we've initiated, and we are looking for comments and suggestions from our members and associates about the things that are working and the things that are not working, the programs that seem to be just not doing well and those that are doing just great. We have a lot of members and associates who don't participate, you know, in anything, and we understand that everyone is busy with their job, their family, and other commitments, but, you know, people will always find time for that which is important to them, and we hope that you will find time to be involved in some things. But if you are part of the forums or you are a member of the association, then you have recently received within the last 12 hours a copy of the open letter, and we ask that you do respond and give us your suggestions, your comments, and we will be evaluating them over the next few weeks as we forge ahead to our future, and we will be giving a full report of what we have decided either to abandon or to keep in our programs or to initiate. And, you know, this is an opportunity for you to be heard as a member, as an associate, a user of any of our services. We want to hear from you. So feel free to send us an email at rickm@privateofficer.com. rickm@privateofficer.com. Everything that you say will be held confidentially unless you otherwise want it to be broadcast. And we hope that you will get involved. We also have a great webinar, one in a series of webinars that we'll be doing in the upcoming months, scheduled September the 8th, 8 p.m. This first webinar, we'll be talking about tourist or terrorist. Can you tell the difference? We'll be talking about what authority you have when people are taking pictures, photos, or a video on your property or next to your property. What authority do you have? How should you proceed? Can you question them? Can you detain them? Can you take their camera from them, as you have seen often in the news recently in the last year or so? That's been a pretty hot topic. A number of lawsuits have come out of this, people having their property destroyed, taken by law enforcement and security, and in most cases, unjustifiable. Law enforcement and security had no authority to do it. There have been a number of lawsuits that have been not only filed, but won by the plaintiffs. And so we've got a great webinar. If you would like to participate, and it is a free webinar for both members of the association and non-members, just send us an email to adminassist@privateofficer.com or go on our forums and sign up today. We will also be scheduling a number of other webinars coming up in the future. And we'll be doing a lot of free training as well. So if you are one of those who really values training and you are excited about it, then, you know, participate. Sign up for everything that's available, because we do offer a lot of free training on our radio programs, also conference calls. We have seminars. We have webinars. We have all sorts of free training. We also have a brand new program that's been initiated about a month ago, the Officer Down Response Team. We're in the middle of training our first set of responders. If you would like to be involved in responding whenever a security officer is injured or killed in the line of duty, then you can just send an email to us at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Let us know that you're interested, and we will sign you up for some free training. There'll be a number of conference call training as well as an online course. And we've held a number of initial conference calls to discuss how this works, what happens, how it happens, and what it is that we're trying to provide. But if you're interested, send us an email to adminassist@privateofficer.com because we do have some other upcoming training in the next few weeks. We also need your support right now. We are in the process of 6 major capital projects in the works, and of course they do need to be funded, and not necessarily through a loan or even though donations. Right now we're simply just asking you to either become a member of the association or renew your membership. Right now we need to raise about $150,000 to fund a permanent officer memorial, which we hope to put somewhere in the Virginia I-95 corridor. Also to expand our Vets for Life program to help us to fund a number of other programs, including the Officer Down Response Team and our benevolent services that we offer to injured security officers or the families of those killed in the line of duty. We're also in the process of starting a training library, so we have a lot of great projects that will benefit you, the private security officer, and we are asking that you get involved. If you are not a member of the association, we offer about 40 member benefits. Just go to our website at privateofficer.com/security association, and you will see a fantastic list of benefits, including a death benefit of $3,000, which is unheard of for security associations. We also offer discounts in training and a whole slew of other great benefits as a member of the association. So it's important that you do join, do support us, renew your membership today. We're also allowing a select few advertisements being posted on our web, our radio show, and other media forums that we have. If you are interested in advertising, we have very reasonable rates. Contact Brian Hill at privateofficer.com, brianhill@privateofficer.com, and he will get back with you. And like I said, we do have limited space, so we're offering just a limited number right now. Want to wish everyone a happy birthday this week. If you're having a birthday, an anniversary, we did not have time to compile a list. We apologize for that. But happy birthday to you and many more to come. We also want to congratulate those who have recently graduated from the Certified Asset Protection Professional 2 course, and we will be announcing those people next week in our upcoming show. And we have a lot of others in the program, and if you'd like to be part of any of our certifications, I mean, they are very reasonable. Just go to our website at privateofficer.com/academy.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people you love to buckle up.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
All right, heading over to the news desk for just a few moments. A very encouraging story out of Sunrise, Surprise, Arizona, that is. Wendy Kolowski, who is 49, will be 50 shortly, is the oldest rookie of the year. According to a news broadcast, a press release, the 49-year-old recently became a law enforcement officer after a career and in several other fields, and decided to go into law enforcement, something that she'd always wanted to do. And so that is very encouraging. If you are older, you know, kind of over the hill, never too late, as they say, as this woman just proved it. Gastonia, North Carolina, a man has been arrested. Sean Dale Roderick, 42, was arrested after he's accused of pointing a handgun at a security bouncer at the Whiskey Mill Bar in Bessemer City. According to law enforcement, he got into a confrontation and he was ejected. The bouncer was able to strip him of his handgun and subdue him until law enforcement arrived. Fairfax, Virginia, police there say that a 5-year-old Springfield girl was abducted from her bedroom early Saturday and assaulted somewhere close to her home. She was released and police are searching for the suspects. They don't have much information to go on. Topeka, Kansas, police there say that a security officer wrestled a knife away from a woman who had been involved in a stabbing at Jeremiah Bullfrog's Live nightclub. According to police, the woman stabbed another person, and security was able to subdue her. Chesterfield County, Virginia, just outside of Richmond, an Army captain from Fort Lee apparently shot 4 people dead, including his former wife, in a weekend rampage in the Chesterfield County as well as suburban Philadelphia. Police say that Leonard John Eaglin, 37, a captain in the U.S. Army, is responsible for the homicides. He later committed suicide after being chased by police. In Cleveland, Ohio, Longwood Estate Security are responsible for stopping a shooting. According to police, 3 people were shot, but because security came out and interrupted the shooting, no one was killed. And according to police, the security did give chase, and suspects are being questioned. In Crest Hill, Illinois, a security officer there was shot at a bar. According to police, a confrontation ensued, and the security bouncer was taken to one of the local medical centers and is expected to live. A woman in Erie, Pennsylvania, according to police, decided to urinate outside in front of a casino after being ejected. Cindy Seichman, 44, has been arrested, according to police, after she squatted down in public outside of the nightclub, or outside of the casino, rather, and did her thing in public. In Elgin, Oregon, police there are deciding whether or not to disband a police department after a number of complaints have been filed, and police say that it doesn't really look like it's worth having the department together. They are deciding whether or not to disband. Houston, Texas, an off-duty Missouri City police officer was run down after he tried to stop 2 robbery suspects while working security at a jewelry store at the mall. According to police, he observed several suspects and gave chase, and they hit him with the getaway car. He is in good condition. Huntsville, Alabama, a postal worker there was robbed while they were delivering packages along their delivery route, according to police. It's a very bizarre situation. A man wanted to take a package for their neighbor, or supposed neighbor. When the postal worker asked the individual for identification, he grabbed the package and took off. Police are still looking for him. In Alabama, Pisgah, Alabama, police there say that a deputy sheriff's wife was shot in the face while attempting a burglary. Police say that they've arrested April Wheeler Brewster, who has been hospitalized after she broke into a residence and was shot. There's no ties right now between her and her law enforcement husband. They don't know if he's involved or not. A former Louisiana state trooper has been arrested in Mobile, Alabama, after he's been involved in a gambling scheme. According to law enforcement, they have been after this former state trooper for some time. Warren Ayo Jr. has been arrested and is under indictment. Also in the news, a North Carolina mall collapsed during Hurricane Irene. During the brunt of the hurricane on Saturday in Goldsboro, North Carolina, a security officer who was on duty was able to escape injury, according to authorities. Also making the news, a number of security officers, three security officers, were injured in L.A. during a scuffle with several shoplifters. All of them have received minor injuries and have been treated. Suspects have been arrested. In El Central, California, a Imperial Valley security officer had a knife pulled on him during a shoplifting incident. The security officer was not injured, and the suspects fled. Police are looking for them now. We also have a report of, as I told you earlier, a security officer being injured or killed in Illinois, and a number of other security officers who have been injured over the weekend. We are compiling that data, and we will send a news release out within the next day or so. I also want to remind you that anytime that you are aware of any type of news in your neighborhood, please feel free to forward it over to us at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Adminassist@privateofficer.com. I also want to remind you that we are working on some legislation right now to make assaulting a private security officer a felony act. It is currently already in place in several states, I believe about five that I know of, but we are working with a number of legislators to make this a felony in every state. Instead of just a misdemeanor, a slap on the hand, but we are changing the laws to make it a felony when assaulting a private security officer in the performance of their duties. And if you would like to be part of this, please join the forums or send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, adminassist@privateofficer.com. We've told you also that we are in the midst of launching a franchise with a group that we're working with to franchise private security businesses. With many years in the industry, we have a lot of experience. And with that experience, we've learned a lot of lessons. We've learned what to do and what not to do. So we have put together a great franchise opportunity, a business for you to operate. That is a turnkey business, and everything is prepackaged. Like any other franchise, you will be able to start immediately for very little investment. You won't have to research licenses. You won't have to research legalities. You won't have to do a lot of the footwork because it's already been done for you. The website for that will be up shortly, but we are, in the meantime, giving away two free franchises. If you would like to be considered, please send us an email to adminassist@privateofficer.com. Tony has just emailed me, and he is in, looks like New Jersey. And he says that electricity is still out. They are operating off generators. Some flooding in town along the shores. But things, all in all, are doing well. Good to hear that. Thanks for the update. Well, that's all for our show tonight. As I said in the beginning, this is going to be a short briefing. We're glad that you've joined us. Remember, on Wednesday afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we do have our LP Zone radio program. It's directed at loss prevention, retail security, and we will have a guest investigator with us on the program on Wednesday, and then next Monday is Labor Day, so our radio show will be on Tuesday, and we will have some guests on that program as well. All right, we will talk with you on Wednesday on the radio program. Until then, be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you back here on the radio.